Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with John Roque?
Yes, I am him. I believe I spoke to one of your representatives not too long ago already and shared my opinion.
Oh, who do you speak with?
Oh, I wouldn't remember. It was a woman that came to our front door, actually, and spoke to myself and my son.
We don't go to their houses. This is only online, calls.
Right. Oh.
Did you say you are John Roque, right?
Yes, I am him.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. And we have the ability to continue this survey in English or in Spanish. So do you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English is fine.
Okay, thank you so much. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Oh, of course I am. Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote?
100%. Yes,
Okay, thank you so much.
absolutely will vote. Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me in what year were you born?
In what year?
Where you born?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, it's
It's
okay. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
And is that you or a household member?
Everybody.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for that. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote? Very motivated to vote? Somewhat motivated? Extremely. Okay, got it. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you
No.
feel think oh, do you think fields have gotten off on the ground track? Okay, thank you so much for answering. Okay, now I'm going to read you, sorry, the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Katie Gallego. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion about her?
I don't know who she is.
Oh, yeah, you don't know her. Okay. And the next one is Carlos Galindo Elvira.
I don't know who she is.
Is a man.
Oh, don't know who he is.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And the next one is Katie Hobbs.
What was the worst? Very unfavorable.
Very favorable. Very
Very unfavorable.
oh, very unfavorable. Thank you
Yes,
for answering.
horrible. Yes.
Okay, got it. And the next one we have is Anna Hernandez.
I don't know her.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Marcelino Quiñones.
I don't know the individual either.
Okay, thank you so much. And overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I don't really know. I've not been here long enough. I'm not happy with the city. Well, let me say this. Not happy with the way things are, and the city council being in charge, I would say, in the negative. Unfavorable.
So you will say somewhat disapprove or strongly
Yes.
disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Thank you so much. And now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Same question, no?
This is who would you lean?
Right, and I'd rather not say.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates for from your area were Anna Hernandez, Martin Bridgman, Marcelina Quinones, Michael Nowakowski, and Emilio Avila, for whom would you vote?
You know, I'd have to look up information on all of them. I'm not familiar yet with them.
Oh, so you don't know?
No.
Okay, thank you. And okay, let me see. Can you please tell me which one of the issues I'm going to mention is most important to you in deciding your vote for the city council? The first one is climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, crime, street and road maintenance, homelessness, housing costs, racial equity, jobs and economic development, water and quality and supply.
Crime.
Okay, got it. And now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. And for each one, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first one says, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the City Council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
And the answers again were?
This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing to support Anna Hernandez.
Maybe I could cut to the chase. May I know if Anna represents a Democrat or Republican?
I think it's a Democrat? I'm not sure right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. If she were a Democrat, I would not vote for her at all.
Okay. But if this were the only thing you know about her, this doesn't have any, this doesn't sound convincing or not?
I guess I would say I don't believe that she would get that done, because I don't think it would be possible for her.
Okay, thank you. Hello?